Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Loving Him. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me, please, in the Scriptures to two openings, Romans, the 8th chapter, and 1 Corinthians chapter 8, Romans 8, 1 Corinthians 8. Now, we're into a series that we're calling Loving Him, talking about God, loving Him, and we're deep into this series. We've already had several previous parts of this and messages, so if you're joining us for the first time, let me encourage you, go online, download all these previous videos or audios, won't cost you anything. And around here we have a saying, no cost means no excuse. Can't say you couldn't afford it. So we'll begin and review a little bit, but go on further today. In Romans, the 8th chapter and the 28th verse, he said, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. This verse is a much misquoted verse, a much misunderstood verse. You'll hear a lot of people say, especially when they see some kind of tragedy, or they see some kind of destruction or loss. Well, we know everything happens for a reason, people will say. And that God must have some purpose. And that everything's going to work out for good. That's not what that scripture said. One of the biggest errors that the church has made is believing that God is behind everything and that God is controlling everybody and that everything that happens is somehow God's big plan and will. This simply is not true. It is contrary to the Bible. The Scriptures reveal that there is all kind of things happening that's not God's plan and not God's will. Actually contrary to His will and that grieve Him. Y'all with me or not?
Yes.
Now, if this is a strange thought to you, don't just let this be the end of it. The Lord gave us a series some years ago called You Choose. You Choose. And one of the things that we got into in some depth is where the Lord would say, I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, you choose. And then He'd say, if you do this, this is going to happen, good things. If you don't do this, these bad things are going to happen. If God is controlling everything, then there can be no if. There can be no if. But if He told you to do this and you do something else, then are the results of your wrong choice God's fault?
No.
Or God's will or plan?
No.
See, this is the thing much of the church is willingly ignorant of. And one reason why is because millions of church-going people like what I call no-fault religion. Do you know what I mean by that? No matter what happens, it's not my fault. No matter what didn't happen, it's not our fault. It's somehow the mysterious will and plan of God, and we don't understand it, but everything happens for a reason. Well, I wouldn't technically argue that, but the reason it happened could be because somebody was stupid and made a dumb choice and did the wrong thing. Doesn't mean it was God's will. Let's look at this verse again. We know that all things work together for good, don't stop there. That's not the end of the sentence. That's not the end of the verse. All things work together for good to a specific group of people. Right? To who? To them that love God. Does everybody love God? No. There are millions don't even believe in Him. There are billions worship other gods and despise the thought of Jesus. So is everything going to work out for their best? It's not. If you reject God, you deny Him, you're rebellious against God and His plan, everything's not going to work out good for you. But if you love God, He has enough access in your heart and life to even take what the enemy meant for bad and turn it on its head.
Amen.
If, somebody say if. If you love God. Not everybody, not every situation. To them that love God. Go with me, if you would, to 1 Corinthians, then the 8th chapter. 1 Corinthians 8, verse 2. 1 Corinthians 8, 2. If any man think that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. We live in the so-called information age. We have more knowledge and information at our fingertips than any generation before us. I mean, all you got to do is type one word in and get 5 million hits. Information about that. Now, they may be lies. They may be true. But there's information there. Knowledge. And one thing that he's emphasizing, and you see in the very next verse what the contrast is, knowledge is not all that's important. Religion emphasizes knowledge about God. And much of the knowledge about God is the writings of men that people have decided, and sometimes it's hundreds of years old, but it was wrong when the guy came up with it 800 years ago.
Amen.
And it's still wrong now.
Amen.
But supposed knowledge about God. But we are of such small experience that our knowledge does not begin to compare with His. We don't know. When He's been around before the beginning, before the creation of our world and our known universe, He was there. Well, those who study these things, they talk about billions of years and trillions of years. Well, He's before that.
Amen.
And how long you been around?
Not long.
Not even 100.
That's right.
Much less 1,000 or 1,000,000. Have you learned a lot in the last 40 years?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what if you took that and added another 1,000 to it? And how many could see, you know, those of you that have been walking with the Lord, those of us that have been walking with the Lord. Not only have we learned and advanced and developed the last 20 years, 40 years, but the last 10 years or 5 years, we're picking up steam because of what we have gathered. It builds and magnifies and then develops exponentially. Well, then, if that's true, up to 50 years and 100 years, what would it be like into 10,000 years? And then you get out of this realm, whether the curse is distracting you and you don't even have to sleep anymore. And you're never weak and you never get sick and you never age. You might really advance.
Amen.
The following 100,000 years. Come on, are y'all with me? Why am I saying that? Because right now, the wisest of us are Ned in the first reader. We are working on the first third of the alphabet. from God's perspective. So no, I don't care how many doctorates you have, how many languages you speak, compared to what He knows about things, you don't know anything yet as you ought to know it, and you cannot impress Him with what you know. You can't even begin to. There's no way. Your Father on the throne, when you talk to Him about something, is going to go, I never thought about it like that before. Not even close. You can't impress Him. You can't get His attention with what you think you know. If any man think that he knows anything, what's the reality? You don't know anything yet like you ought to know it. Not just could know it, ought to. But verse 3, here's our salvation. Here's our redemption. We can't impress God with our knowledge. We're not going to move God with how much we think we know about Him. But if any man love God, the same is known of Him. Now this word know, known of Him. Don't let that just slip by you. The word know in the Scripture often indicates intimate experience. Adam knew his wife and a child was born. That's what this is talking about. Well, doesn't God know everybody? Not like this. Amen. Jesus even said there's going to come a day He's going to tell certain individuals, depart from Me, I never knew you. This is what we're talking about. If you love Him, He's going to interact with you and reveal Himself to you. And He's going to become more real to you. Amen. Not because you know so much. But because what? Because you love Him. And because you love Him, He has access to you and is able to work things out for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Even to make it work out for your good. When it looks like there's no way it could. Hallelujah. Anybody stirred up a little bit? John 14. Go to John 14, please. And 21. John 14, 21 says, He that has My commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves Me. And he that loves Me shall be loved of My Father, and I will love him and will what? Manifest Myself to him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Loving Him, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.